Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blind like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pit, ain't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a go-eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Put the back then Brinks truck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home, OG from the standard song.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to sling that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my homie. Still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, do your math, all that stuff, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OGs original, real OGs original.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, used to tell me, stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, July the 8th? No, 9th. Yeah, that's right. Tuesday, July the 9th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled. Was going to continue with, I'll do a part two from yesterday's show, but I think we're going to go ahead and move on. Been talking about this whole death thing for the last week or so, and so we want to continue talking about the demonization of power, the under-over understanding of how our power has been demonized, which is why we don't have our true esoteric or spiritual power. We have power, but we don't have dunamis power, because dunamis power has now been demonized. It has been... Or they have taken spiritual symbols and they've turned them into demonic symbols. And it's this ability to without going into the details of each symbol and all of that good stuff, but I want to talk about it from a general perspective to give you a general overview so that way you can and understand the importance of you taking back your spiritual power from the dark side, if you will, because the dark and the light, they are one. They're just the polarization of unity. It's the division. It's the ability to get us to buy into division. You got to hate me and I got to hate you. We got to be against each other. And the moral arrangement ability to be able to get us to actually, you know, dislike ourselves, if you will, for you to actually wage war in your own head to bring about what is called cognitive dissonance. That's the plan. The plan is to get you to dislike you. And the way that they do that, again, is to demonize a part of you. So that way you cut that part of you off and you say, for example, your sexuality is evil. And so feminine energy is evil or masculine energy is evil. The ability to make you feel like being you is wrong, like there's something wrong with you. The ability to get you to, again, generate some type of self-doubt. That's the key. You got to doubt yourself. You cannot believe in yourself, so you got to go outside of yourself. So along with religion or some system of thought that is not based upon something that's inside of you. It's based upon something that's outside of you. You got to go outside of you to get to overcome, to do A, B, C, and D. And so the system is to get you to demonize you. And so it's the symbols that are used for darkness and for light that has been switched over. And so it's this ability to, for example, something as simple as what I've just experienced, or, you know, by looking at how death has been demonized, or death has been demonstratized, meaning that it is a negative connotation. It has a sting to it. It has a fear about it that we dread. We are, you know, nobody says, I've never heard anyone say that they look forward to their home going. They look forward to their transition. They look forward to their them going to the next level. Now, we don't know what the next level is. At least, again, we're afraid of the next level. I don't know anybody that's really been taught. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I want to go into, especially with the new book that I'm coming out in 2020. Well, for the 2020 program that deals with what I've been talking about, which is total awareness. Now, again, this was all scheduled way before any of this stuff happened in my own personal life. I was planning on talking about bereavement counseling. Last person that I was talking to, that I had a client or an individual that lost his wife in a horrific vehicle accident and left behind, you know, I think 4 or 5 children. And so by walking that individual through, you know, the grief process and the 5 stages of grief and all of that good stuff. And I knew internally that process was wrong. I knew it was not the best process for us in order for us to continue to exist in this dimension, especially when you have other children as a parent. You still have to parent the other children. You can't check out. You can't disappear. You can't isolate yourself. You can't go through those 5 stages. Everybody does, but that's not the best system. So I'm not saying that you should not do that system. I'm just saying that I'm not doing that system because I realize that I have to still function. There's no way I could do today's show. There's no way I could continue. There's no way I could be a father for my for the rest of my children. There's no way I could be a husband for my wife. There's no way I could do shows, Dear Kinnear Report. My business, I would if I did the current model, the life management system, Dear Kinnear Reports, life circles, life optimization, product development, everything that I'm doing right now, since, again, the whole process depends upon me, my business would be dead. I would not be able to function. Therefore, my currency, my money would be dead. Therefore, everything that I build would be lost. And I would be destitute, homeless, suicidal. So, again, our power has been demonized, and that's how they take it. So any area of your life where you feel powerless is because the solution to your power is a demon. And you are afraid to go and take your power because, again, somebody told you that that is witchcraft or that is magic or that is this or that is that. Now, let me make sure you understand, because each and every one of us has to embrace us. Brothers and sisters, the greatest trick the enemy did and has done and is doing is to get us to buy into what I talked about on yesterday's show, and that is the God of this world is benevolent, he's loving, he's this, those five attributes, all-knowing, all-power, all-present, all-simple, and all-benevolent. In all of the sacred books and all various religions throughout all of the world, no matter where you go, no matter what is, there is this creator God of the universe who has created a imperfect world, but he's perfect. He has created a imperfect being, but he's perfect. He has created imperfect. Everything that this perfect God has created is some way imperfect. And in some ways, this perfect God is bad tempered, arrogant, insecure, indecisive, homophobic, genocidal. Shall I go on? He gives orders to kill women, children, animals, grass, commits total genocide, needs to smell burning flesh, needs blood offering. Now, I ain't for nor against. I'm just simply saying that the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. If it was a perfect God, it would create a perfect world, a perfect offspring, or something to that. If it's all-knowing, if it's all-power, if it's all-present, if it's all-simple, and if it's all-benevolent, as we've been taught, without a doubt, it would be superior. It would have this ability, because if it's all-knowing, you could be able to know something before it happened. So this world was created by an inferior creator. And so everything in this world is inferior to the true creator. So you don't have no power, because you were created by a God that ain't got no power. And so the true power has been demonized. Because every time I look into the true power, the symbols of that true power, something as simple as all of the ancient texts, Moses is pictured with horns, because horns represent, again, what is a word called cornucopia, where during Thanksgiving, you will see a basket and has a bunch of fruit out of it. That's cornucopia. That means abundance. That's a horn. The horn is always associated with cornucopia or abundance. But the horn is on a demon or a devil now. You have Ammon's horn inside of your head. If you go to Google or your favorite searches and type in A-M-M-O-N, Ammon, we've got Amon-Ra, we've got the word Amen, that activates your Ammon horn. It's in your head. But that the horns are on the devil's head now. So it's a demon. It's demonized now. So you can't have no power because the power is in the head. So we got to go outside the head. So that way you will never have power, because everything that you need to bring about the power is demonized. A lot of stuff that's in Disney, the word Disney means dizzy. Let me say that again. The word Disney means dizzy. All Disney movies are designed to make you dizzy. You notice in all the Disney movies, there's no mother. And if there is a mother, the mother dies. Go watch where Snow White's mother, where is the Princess and the Frog. All Disney movies, there is no mother. All Disney movies, there's about a prince and a princess. There is, again, Beauty and the Beast. Women are demonized, and women need a prince. Women need a savior in all the Disney movies. There's a prince who comes in on a white horse, and he saves the girl. So women are taught that they can't do shizness on their own. They need a man. Now, women, I ain't saying you don't need a man. Hopefully you got one. I think, you know, that, you know, women, men, hey, couples, all that's great. But let's not get it twisted. If Negro starts acting up, hello. You ain't going to be suicidal just because, you know, you ain't got no man. But according to Disney, is designed to make you dizzy. All of the Disney movies, because Walt Disney developed phantasmagoria, which is I've been talking about many, many times before, because everything is designed inside of the Helios Biblios so that way you can stay dumb. It is the demonization is the dumbed down nation. The word demonization means damnation. It means damnation. So that's why the biblical text, everything in the Bible is about damnation. It's about hellfire, brimstone, damnation. That's damnation. Damnation is adumbration. It is a nation. Now, I've done many shows on that word adumbration, which is another word for skion, which is another word for skinos, which is another word for, again, in the shadow, which is what my name means. So the name, my name, Bethesiel, that's what it means. It means in the shadow of God. Now, it's a double-edged sword because the shadow, you can only see a shadow if there's light. There is no shadow if there is no light. So that means as long as I stay in the light of God, bam, I cast a shadow. But underneath the word skion is the word adumbration, A-D-U-M-B, adum, and then the word bration or nation. So the whole biblical narrative is designed to keep you dumb. Because if you notice, you need something in the biblical narrative. Because there is no, where is the mother in the biblical narrative? The closest mother we got is Mary. Now, Saturn is Satan. Now, the divine mother and the divine father, it doesn't exist inside of the Abrahamic religion. We got a divine father, but we don't have a divine mother. Who's the divine mother? Who is Source's mother? Who is the prime creator? Because there, if there's a male, there has to be a female in order to produce a son. Even if there was an immaculate conception, it still requires a womb. That's why the cross is an ankh, is the Egyptian, you know, ankh without the womb. Look at the ankh. In all of Egypt, the ankh is crushed out, but the cross is left. Now, the cross is the powerful symbol because the cross represents the corpus callosum. That means in your brain, there's a cross where the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere comes together, that bridge. So the cross represents a bridge that brings together the left brain and the right brain. So if you don't know that, then the cross can become demonized itself. So the people who are against Christianity, even that is wrong. You cannot be against Christianity because it does contain elements of power. One of the most powerful elements of Christianity is Jesus the Christ, Yahushua, because that represents the Christos. That represents the oil. So when the oil comes up, the 33 bones in your spinal cord, and it crosses Atlas, which is that bone that's at the top of the spine that holds your skull. Charles Atlas, remember that was the muscle-bound dude that hold the globe? The globe is the head. Charles Atlas, that's that bone called Golgotha. That's called place of the skull. So right there is a pneumogastric nerve that the Ida and Pingala, it crosses Atlas. That is the word pneumogastric. It's spelled P-N-E-U-M-A. Look that up. That's a Greek word that means spirit. So you don't have no power. Because the spirit, you got to receive it outside of you. When all the time, the spirit is inside of you, but it's demonized. So biology is demonized. They don't teach biology in church. Well, I've never went to a church service where biology was taught. I don't understand why. You cannot get to God unless you go through biology. You cannot get to the real one, the source, the big one. Now, Saturn and the other, it's not Mercury. Which one is it? Which one? Venus. So these two planets are planet. Now, what does that mean? The divine mother and the divine father. But Saturn is Satan, and Venus is Lucifer. So we have Ma'at and we have Thoth. Ma'at, African, Thoth, European. Now, Ma'at, M-A-A-T, is math. Thoth, T-H-O-T-H, is thought. Now, those two are separate because one's black culture, Ma'at, the 72 laws of Ma'at, and the other is the seven laws of the hermeneutics, where we get Hermes thrice glycerus. That is the Caucasian Greco-Roman. That's the divine mother and the divine father. That's the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere, but they are divided. So you don't have no power if you do not understand the 72 laws of Ma'at and the seven laws of Hermes Thrice-Glycerus. But if you're Caucasian or the Greek or the Romans or Western, all you got is half a brain. You got half the power. You got the divine mother, or I'm sorry, the divine father. That's why there is no feminine. There is no vowels in Hebrew. I've studied Hebrew, man. There ain't no vowels. Why? Well, the Bible tells you why. God himself, or Yahushua, says, whoa, read Matthew 28, triple daddy, not 28, 23. Everybody, this is your homework. If you're my friend, you just skim over Matthew 23, please. Just humor me. And look at 23. 3 and 2, that's the number 5. And numerology, the number 5 means freedom. That's why you have no freedom. That's why you have no power. Because we have not read Matthew 23. Now, I have a book called The Keys to the Kingdom. Now, I am not the sharpest tool in the shed, nor am I the brightest bulb in the pack. But I'm telling you, not from book knowledge, as God is my witness, I would not be here today giving this show if it not was for my preparation. If I was a traditional Christian today, I would be dead. There is no way I could have received a phone call that I did on June the 30th at 9:30 p.m. to tell me, because of the mistakes that I have made as a father, that I would not have guilt. I would not have self-guilt. I would not have self-shame. I would not have self-hate, because you cannot come back from those type of mistakes that I made as a father. You can't. And there's nobody, you can't pay, nobody can't say, the devil is going to wipe, he's going to mop the floor with you. So the only way I'm sitting here today in sound mind and sound body is because I no longer subscribe to those tenets. And thankfully, I had 2 years to get rid of them before this event. Otherwise, I know me. I know how I react. Because I know how I react when my mom died. From the age of 13 to the age of 21 is blank. I have almost no memory. When my mom died, an evil little dude was born. And when I went to Richmond, I wanted to either hurt somebody or I want somebody to hurt me. There was no bereavement counselors, man. There was no grief counseling. There's nothing no man or woman can tell me today, right now. What are you going to say to somebody who has to bury their 19-year-old daughter? What are you going to tell them? Sorry for your loss? What are they supposed to do? Man, you have no power. Because your power is inside of what we've demonized. So now we've got a 5-step program. We've got a 12-step program. Really? I didn't see Yahushua with no 12-step program when he walked around. He saw a demon. He says, you know, in fact, they saw him. They saw him coming from afar off. Yahushua did not have problems. Why? Because he had power. He had dunamis power. So I don't know, man. I can't teach that, man. I can't teach that watered down jellyback stuff that most Reverend Dr. Bishop teach. I can't. Because in my life, when I was in the streets of Richmond walking around, Christianity didn't save me, man. God didn't come down out the sky. He said it is finished. When he left this planet, he said it is finished. And he left the Ruach and the Pneuma. He left the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. So I used the new gastric nerve that's on the right side. That's the Pinda, the Ida, and the Pingala. which is attached to my lymphatic system, which is attached to the 12 cranial nerves in my brain. So everything that's inside of the Bible is inside of my body. So anytime I want to have a relationship with God, I go internally. I go because the Bible says that the kingdom of God is within. John 10 says that anybody who does not believe that Jesus Christ came in the body is not of Christ. I don't understand. So why are we going outside the body to look for a God that's inside the body? The Bible says that God has no longer written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. He's written them on the hearts. Is your heart outside the body? I'm here today because of biology, not because of theology. I'm in sound mind and body today because I understand the biological effects of self-hate. I will not do it. I understand the biological effects. I've already did the show. I proved to you. I got 10 grand. See, let's make it 20. I got 20 grand that I will gladly give to you right now if you can prove to me that what Dr. Bruce Lipton wrote is wrong. If you can prove to me what Dr. Joe Dispenza, with the biology of belief, with Dr. Emoto, which water, if you get a glass of water and say, I hate you, and the water turn into sewage, if you can prove to me that that is a lie, I'll give you 20 grand right now. If you can prove to me what has been proven by every neuroscientist on the planet, that the thought is more powerful than reality, if you can prove to me that every neuroscientist on the planet is wrong, I will give you 10 grand if you can prove it. If you can prove to me that your reality is more powerful than my thought, I will give you 10 grand if you can prove it. If you can prove to me right now. You see, but everything that you should be studying is a demon. That's why you ain't got no power. Not you personally, but people you know. See, power is locked up in the mind. You ever heard the saying, free the mind, the rest will follow? What happens if your mother and your father is evil? What happens if your mother is demonized? What happens if the key to your freedom? What happens is what Jesus said in Matthew 23, where he says seven or eight times, please read it, Matthew 23. He says, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, you've taken away the key of knowledge. You yourself cannot enter into the kingdom. And you prevent other people from entering into the kingdom. You cannot enter into the kingdom. Why? You don't have the key. Why? He took out jots and tittles. What is jots? Do you know who the Maserati Jews? Go to Google. Type in M-A-S-E-R-O-I. How to spell it? Maserati Jews. Type it in. Who are they? Those were the Jews who took out the vowels out of the Paleo Hebrew. And they gave you Hebrew. Now, the word Hebrew means Hebrew or Hebo, H-E-E-B-O-O. Go to Google, type it in. It means he who crosses over. Even the word destroyer. Why did they put blood over the doorpost so the death angel would pass them over? Look it up. That word destroyer, what does it mean in the Greek? It means it's a cosmological event. Same thing in the book of Revelations. Everything in the Bible is cosmology. Everything in the Bible is biology. I only study cosmology. I only study biology. I don't study Bible. Because Bible is a dumbed down version of the original. I'm an etymologist. I go back to source. I don't hang out with the devil, man. I ain't got time. If I did, I'd be dead right now. My black ass wouldn't have got out of Richmond. I got out of Richmond because I understand that there was something called biology. I understand that people do certain things based upon psychology. Everybody is in a psychotic episode. That's called mytempsychosis. Now, that is the word, mytempsychosis, M-Y-T-E-M-P, psychosis, my temporary psychosis. Everybody's dizzy because everybody watched Disney. So Disney Channel is designed, it's a channel. So what is the channel? There are some people who channel demons. They let demons use their body. Disney Channel is a channel to make you dizzy. That's why it's called Disney Channel. Is there anybody that did not watch Disney Channel when they was a kid? Is there anybody that did not let their children watch Disney Channel? I watched Disney Channel. I let my kids watch Disney Channel, and I wonder why they was dizzy. Now, ain't nothing wrong with it, but we need to understand it so we take our power back. Because right now, everything that I study, everything that I read, Christians think is of the devil. That's why I got power and they don't. That's why I'm here in my right mind after just putting my 19-year-old daughter are sending her away. Physically, but not spiritually. Because I understand what death is, as I've been saying. Death is the doorway. It is the gateway to a fuller, better life, free from 3D dimension, physicality, limitations, handicaps, disabilities. Because I don't know, but in my Bible, it says that God is spirit. What does it say God is in your Bible? As I talked about before, your soul was not made by God. Neither was your body. That was made by the anti-God. Only thing that comes from source is spirit. That's pneuma. That is a group of related thought. The only thing that I have is my daughter's memory. What are you? You are memories that have attached itself to a body. That's what you are. Now, brothers and sisters, we've already went down into the depths of this, but now we got your power back, because your power right now is in the form of what you call Satan, which is Saturn, and Lucifer, which is Venus. Those are the two most powerful planets on the planet. They are releasing a frequency or wave of vibration that controls everything on Earth. The sun, whom you're waiting for to come down in the sky, he already here. So God gave his son, his only begotten son. He dies for you every day, because he rises up in the morning and he sets in you. And that's why we got to set for the sun setting. And we got Horus, because Horus, again, change the letters, H-O-R-U-S is H-O-U-R-S. So the Egyptian god Horus is the god of hours. There's 12 hours in a day, is there not? There's 12 Horuses. There's a book called 12 Crucified Saviors. Don't believe me? There's 12, go to Google, type it in, 12 Crucified Saviors. They all got the exact same attributes as whom you know as Jesus Christ. Don't believe me? Go look it up. Triple Daddy, look it up. Triple Daddy, 20 grand. 20 grand, you can look it up and prove me wrong. 20 grand. Go to Google, type it in. You have no power because you think Christ is outside of you. I'm not saying that you are the Christ. I'm just saying that you are a Christ, as I've proven in 50 books that I've written. You see, brothers and sisters, unlike most people, I've had a death wish since 13. My mother died. I didn't want to be here. I had a calling. I had something called purpose. And it's very difficult for me to connect with people because I have not, you know, there has been a few. And thank God for the few people that I have been able to connect with. There have been a few. And I'm humbled. Humbled. Deeply humbled. Because there's one thing that I've always, only been really one thing. And I'm not going to get emotional. I said I wasn't going to do that. People like you for different things. I didn't understand why my life was the way that it was when I was a kid. I didn't mind getting beat when I was a kid. Sister X, for the sake of not saying her name, when we was kids. But when I saw her beat my sisters verbally and physically, accost her, my mom, that vexed my spirit. I didn't really care. Like my brothers, you know, like me, I used to run. My older brothers, yeah, my stepbrothers, they didn't have to go. They was old enough to like, shit, we ain't going. They went with their biological father. But that vexed my spirit. And then for my mama to go out the way that she did, that further vexed my spirit. And as a young man growing up, the thing that I couldn't understand was, and then I ended up repeating it, which is really crazy. Like, it's crazy, but the sins of the father is passed down to the son. So if I don't get it right, guess what my son's going to do? So since the age of 13, I've really kind of prayed for death. Because I just knew in my gut, something's off, man. Nobody could tell me what it was, but I just knew in my gut, Like, this can't be. So I went into religion. I could license ordained. I did all that stuff, man, laying hands on people, turn over chairs every Sunday. But I still was a thug. My children still didn't love me. They were just scared of me. The only one that wasn't scared of me was my daughter Shimora, who she just transitioned. Shimora knew I was a bully. She was just like, "Dad, that's not gonna work on me." I could punk my other kids, but I couldn't punk Shimora. You see, brothers and sisters, symbols have an origin deeper than, or symbols have an origin that traces back to source. All symbols, letters are symbols. So I started studying symbols. And I started studying letters. And what I saw and what I found, it messed me up because it exposed me to the Cosmic Rator. And so I wrote a book about it. It exposed me to Man Van, who I talked about yesterday. And again, this is the same God, just depending on what culture you're going back. If you go to Indian culture, it exposed me to Shiva. It exposed me to Abato and Yabato and Sabato. And I got convoluted because I was like, hold up, time out. Those are the same. And then especially when I got into Saturnalia and Adonai and Adonaiism, because a lot of these words were the same. And we are afraid. So I was afraid of a lot of these gods, because they were demons. At least that's what I was taught. So Manvantaras, who I talked about yesterday, and all of the other deities, and we didn't even got to go that far back. We didn't even got to get into all of the deep stuff. Let's just talk basic. How do you pay your light bill on time? How do you, when the doctor tells you you got cancer and you got 3 months to live, how do you get rid of your cancer? When you are trying to figure out, okay, the Bible says death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Why does death still have sting? Why does everybody fear the grave? Why is death so, you know, why do we just break down? Why do we grieve? Why do we have loss when somebody dies if it's a good thing? If it says in the book of Hebrews chapter 5, and for the sake of time, I won't read it, but Hebrews 5:14, it actually tells us certain things that we're supposed to do. 2 Corinthians 5, really the whole 2 Corinthians 5, the whole thing. How can we don't do that? Why is there no implementation of the word? We are dizzy from Disney. We all have demonized the earthly mother. There is no divine mother. What happened to her? That's not that the divine father. Nobody knows. Very few people study both Ma'at and Thoth, math and thought. So you may have thought on Thoth, but you haven't got no math. So I went into both. I studied math, numbers. The Bible has a whole book called the Book of Numbers. And it's in the Bible. That's a whole book. It's called Numbers. I broke down the word sin, and underneath the word sin, it means to live life by the numbers. Now, go to any church in America and say that. Any church. It could be Catholic. It could be Presbyterian. It could be Methodist. It can be Baptist. Any church in America, and ask the Reverend Dr. Bishop, sir, are you living your life by the numbers according to the Bible? And they're going to say, where that scripture at? Because they ain't looked it up. Go to any church in America and ask any pastor, what does Job 38 mean? Any reverend, any doctor, and any bishop on any planet, any traditional church. Job 38, the whole chapter, but really verse 32. Just ask them. Don't be sarcastic. Don't be arrogant. Don't be cocky. Because there's different levels of awareness and consciousness. Just because you woke up at 6, somebody else, they may wake up at 9. Somebody may wake up at 11. Everybody's going to wake up. We all are waking up at different times. I just woke up at 5 a.m. and I'm up early. So it's like if you get up early and everybody's asleep in your house, do you go around making a bunch of noise, turning on all the lights and yelling, "Yay, get up"? No. So if I was to go out and tell everybody what I know, that would be like going into your house. Like, that would be like waking up at 5 a.m. and your alarm clock, I know your alarm clock is set at 7. Why don't I just wait till you wake up at 7 and then start talking to you? Why would I wake you up in a cold sleep and start dropping knowledge? And you're like, what? So what are you saying? So what if I came into your house and woke you up early? That's why I don't tell people what I know. Because I already tried. I made the mistake. The first mistake I made, I told my children everything I was learning. You know what my son BJ did? He said, "Dad, I'm out, dude. There's no reason for live. No reason for me. This dude told me this in middle school." So he was like, "Well, what the is going on then? Why am I going to school?" I remember him saying, he was a little kid, like, "Shit, I ain't going to school no more then. If everything's a lie, if this is a freaking, this whole world is an illusion, the God of this world ain't even God." So from when it starts at Genesis, everything in Genesis, that ain't God. Not the big one, not the real one. That's the little G. That's not the big G. And then when I proved it to him, all my children was like, "Oh, shit, we out." Well, at that time, it was only three. The other two, they weren't even around yet. My two babies, the one I just sent back to the source, and Kendrick, they never said, they're not church. They know nothing about the church. But they know about the Mazaruth. They know about Job chapter 38, verse 32. When God is talking to Job, because Job was like me, hey, God, Job was like Don Thomas. That's all I am. Like, dude, you got to show me the nail scars. Like, I don't think you the man, dude. I mean, I heard about you, boo-boo, but I don't think you the bomb.com. Show me the nail scars in your hand. I need some proof, homie. Now, see, when you've been drugged through the dirt like I've been drugged, people can talk all day. I don't give a. You can show me a couple of signs. I'm still not impressed. Dude, you better be able to come up with some freaking facts. You better give me some biology and some cosmology. Then we can talk theology. So this is what God told Job. He said, "Hold up, Job. I like let's first Job 9:9 says, he is the maker of the bear and Orion, of Pleiades and of the constellation of the south, the god of the south, Sirius." That's why you got Sirius XM. YXM radio in your car. X is for sex. M is for the male. That's the female. Why in all the Greeks and stuff, it was all male on male stuff? Them knuckleheads used to do orgies. There was no women. Why in the Middle East today, they don't even marry women. They just bring women in whenever they want to, you know, produce a baby. Other than that, yeah, male on male. Now, remember, on Sunday, with respect, ask the Reverend Dr. Bishop, "Sir, Reverend, what does Job 9:9 mean?" "He is the maker of the bear." "Sir, who's the bear?" "And the Orion." "Who's Orion?" "Of the Pleiades, or the Pleiadians." "Who's the Pleiadians?" "And the constellation of the south." "Who is the god of the south, and who's the god of the north?" They talk about it in the book of Daniel. The 7 weeks of Daniel, when Daniel gives his prophecy, Daniel talks about the God of the forces. Who's the God of the forces? Who's the God of the south? Why did Lucifer say that he wanted to ascend and he wanted to sit on the north? Who's the God of the north? Why in the Game of Thrones, whole series that just ended, what was the Game of Thrones about? Game of Thrones. Who's trying to sit on the throne? It's a Game of Thrones. Did y'all watch the series Game of Thrones? They were trying to tell y'all something. Did you see the symbology in the Game of Thrones? I watched about 3 or 4 seasons, and then I had to tap out. It was hurting my brain. It's in every movie. Disney Channel is the channel. That means a portal. That means a gateway. That means a doorway. That means an elixir. Channel. It opens up a channel to make you dizzy. How though? Look at it. I'll go back to all the Disney movies. There is no mother. And if there is one, she dies. And a woman needs a prince. And the Disney movies are all The children are always more knowledgeable than the parents. The parents are always dumb idiots. Children treat the parents like trash. Then the parents won't let their kids watch Disney, and then they wonder why the kids grow up and talk back. My kids tried it once or twice. That's about it. The young ones, they saw BJ get punched in the chest. They're like, oh, yeah, we're not. Sheree was like, yeah, I won't be doing that. So what am I saying? You don't have no power because your power is demonized. So how do we get it back? We got to understand the cosmos. Because the cosmos, zodiacs, astrology, that's what the devil is. Can't study that. Going to go to hell. Yeah, I used to teach that craziness too. Till I realized that I'm already in hell. Shit, we need to get out. How do we get out? God's challenge to Job was this. So God challenged Job. He said, can you bind the chains of the Pleiades? Anybody on this call, can you bind the chains of the Pleiades? If you do not know how to bind the chains of the Pleiades, you have no power. Or God told Job, hey, Job, since you're the bomb.com, can you loosen the belt around Orion? Then he told Job, 38, 32, can you bring forth the constant installations? It's called constellations. It's a constant frequency wave of vibration. Can you establish a constant? Now, remember what I've been saying, same thing I told them that my daughter told me 2 months, really 2 months, 2 years before she passed on June the 30th, 9:30 p.m. 2 years. Dad, I'm tired of maintaining a constant mental disposition. I'm tired. I'm tired, Dad. I said, Shemore, you got to fight, Shemore. Let's go back to our scripture. Let's read it again. 2 Timothy, let's put it up. And let's read it together. Driving back from Nacogdoches, Texas to San Antonio, Texas, that four-hour drive, we was quoting 2 Timothy. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Shemore, do you got a sound mind? Yeah, Dad, I got a sound mind, but I'm tired, Dad. I'm tired. I know you're tired, Shemore. But you can't quit, because the moment death is the inability to maintain a constant installation in your brain. Now, there's going to be a reverend, a doctor, a bishop that's going to tell you something different. So, and when he loses his daughter, then listen to him. Until then, you might want to listen to somebody else. Y'all following people who know not what they think or what they talk. I didn't sign up for this. This is my lot. This is my share of my destiny. Since birth, my little dog behind I've been drugged. I came out the womb fighting, just like my daughter. Adversity after adversity after adversity. I remember freaking standing, hot iron falling on my back, falling out of trees, running from cows. Oh, man, all kind of craziness growing up in the country. Then we get hooked up with Sister X, and we all walk around fasting and freaking doing crazy stuff. And as a kid, you know how hard it is to go without food as a kid? No running water, no electricity, taking baths in a freaking tub while other people standing there watching you. And I wasn't a kid then. My mom had passed away. I remember going to Richmond. And I was like, I get to my dad's house, them fools didn't even have where's the bathroom? I'm not talking about no 30s, 40s, or 60s, brothers and sisters. I mean, I'm old, but I ain't that old. How you don't got no bathroom? It's like, where y'all take a bath at? Ooh. Oh, we warm water on the stove, and we pour it in a metal tub. Okay, but where you put the tub? Oh, right there in the kitchen. So I'm taking a bath, and they in there frying pork chops. And I remember my dad's wife, sisters coming in there and looking at me and saying, ooh, look at him, he's just like his daddy, Wilbert. I remember the shame and the guilt. So I remember going to school early just to go to first period because I never showered or took a bath at home. I would always take a bath the first period in school. I remember the humiliation. You talking about guilt? You talking about shame? That's why I don't even know how I graduated from school. My brain was freaking disconnected, dude. I was in freaking survival mode. And then I got people coming to me talking about they've been through adversity. And the only thing that they did was freaking change a flat tire. You think I'm like, why do you think I can't hang out with no Joel Osteen Christians? I can't go to freaking Potter's house. Them niggas driving up in there in BMWs and Lexus. Only adversity they had was freaking getting into a Harvard or Yale. I can't talk to, I can't even relate. Them Negroes can't bust a grape. If a demon show up in their house, they won't even recognize him. So what are you saying, Brother Will? I'm just saying if you want some power, what you looking at, you're not going to find it. Now, I'm not talking about worldly power. I ain't talking about money. I'm talking about, again, 13 spiritual that I teach my clients. There are 13 spiritual senses that you must have. If you do not have this, you do not have no discernment. The devil going to show up on your house. You're going to invite him in. You will sit down. You would eat with him. You're going to sleep with him. You're going to let him have access to your children. And then he's going to walk out with the whole kit and caboodle. Why? Job chapter 38, verse 33. Remember, 32 says, can you bring forth constant installations or constellations in their seasons? Can you bring forth constellations in their seasons or lead out the bear and her cubs? Can you do that? Now, by the time I figured all of this out, it was too late for my baby girl. But hopefully, it won't be too late for yours. By the time I got some more, the damage was already done. So as a father, I did a lot of things right. But I did a lot of things wrong. That's why I'm passionate. That's why I take on any devil, any demon, on any planet at any time. Because I got the I wish a Negro would mentality. I got the I wish a demon would. So they're going to test the waters. Verse 33 says, do you know the laws of the heavens? I'm going to ask the question again. This was God asking Job. God is asking you the same thing today. See, brothers and sisters, I don't think you do. I think you got a form of godliness, but you don't have no power. Not you personally, but you know, people you know. I think that Reverend Dr. Bishop that you're sitting in and that's sitting in the pulpit at your, you know, your circle of convenience, that you call a kirka or a church, I don't think he got no power. I think he might be a T.D. Jakes Christian. I think you may be a Creflo Dollar Christian. I think you may be a name and claim it, brother. Do you know the laws of the heavens? Let me ask the question again. Job 38, 33. Do you know the laws of the heavens? Can you set their dominion over the earth? What is the word for kingdom? Basileia. Matthew 24, what does it say? There's going to be earthquakes. What's going on in California right now? Earthquakes. There's going to be wars. What's going on in Iran right now? Wars. And rumors of wars. We're going to go to war with China, North Korea? We don't know. Depends on what Donald Trump tweets. Something might pop off. There's wars, rumors of wars. All this is going to happen, but the end shall not come. Y'all worried about the wrong thing. What should we be worried about, Brother Will? Matthew 24, was it 13, somewhere there? Wars, rumors of wars, death, famine, all this stuff is going on right now. But he said, don't worry about none of that. He says, the end will now come until the gospel of the kingdom is preached. That's why I got the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Because I know what the word kingdom means, though. What does it mean? Job 38, 33. Do you know the laws of heaven? Can you set their dominion over the earth? Earth, look at the word earth. Take the H from the back of the word. Put the H in the front of the word. You got the word heart. Dominion means minion. Now, minion is a bad word for most people. Minion means that you are under the control of the big G source. Dominion means dome. Look at the word dominion. You're going to see the word dome, D-O-M. dome. That means your crown chakra. That means the brain. That means the circle. That means King Arthur, the round, the circle, King Arthur. He was the only king. Because why? He was the born king. He wasn't elected. He was born a king. He was the only king that could pull a sword from stone. Can you pull the sword from the stone, brother? Can you pull the sword from the stone, sister? Can you wield the sword? Are you playing church? The devil's going to come. He's going to knock on your door. Can you wield the sword? Can you pull the sword from the stone? Are you the true king? Are you the born king? Or are you an imposter? The true king has dominion. That word means basileia. That means power to rule over oneself. It is not a place. It is a disposition. It is a mental disposition that says that's for me and my house. I don't know what y'all going to do. Devil can show up over here if he want to. I got something for him. Do you understand the laws of heaven, brother? Do you understand the laws of heaven, sister? Can you walk through the valley of shadow and death and fear no evil? Can you trample on snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy and nothing shall by no means harm you? When you lose, you win. When you win, you win. You can touch my body, can't touch my mind. Take my body. That just going to mean I'm just going to shine that much more. My daughter lives in me, carrying out Shemora's legacy. I'm just more powered now. I got more righteous indignation. All he did was piss me off. Now I'm looking for devils and demons. What you going to do? You going to go to church and sit on the front row and sing out of a freaking hymn? Are you going to establish the kingdom of God on this freaking earth? What you going to do today, brother? What are you going to do today, sister, for the kingdom? Nothing is going to happen until the kingdom, until the gospel of the kingdom is preached. That word kingdom means basileia. That word basileia means authority. Inside of the brain that says, I'm the king's kid. I pull a sword from stone. I have the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy. And nothing shall by no means harm me, because greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Can you pull a sword from stone? Do you understand the laws of heaven? Can you set dominion over the earth? How do we set dominion over the earth? Look at the word. E-A-R. What is that? Ear. You need your ear. What are the 12 spiritual senses? All my clients, they already know. How do you activate them? What's the 12 numbers that I gave you inside of your Diaconia report? Diaconia, what does it mean? It's a Greek word. What does it mean? It's where we get the English word deacon. What does that mean, though? What is the substance? Don't tell me about the symbol, man. Tell me about the substance. Implement it. How do you implement it? Everybody worshiping numbers. I don't worship numbers. I don't worship zodiac signs. I don't worship words. I don't worship symbols and signs. I worship source. Me and source are one, homie. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Me and the Father are one. So without this understanding, my brothers and sisters, you don't understand the laws of heaven. There are 12 spiritual senses that override the 5 physical senses. Those 12 spiritual senses, they activate because they get their power from the 12 constellations that it talks about in Job 38, 32. That it talks about in Matthew 24. That was taken out. That's why Yahushua said, I don't like no damn scribes and Pharisees, because they took away the key. So that way you can't be. You can't be who source code designed you to be, because you ain't got the key. So you can't control your kingdom, because you're not the king. You are worrying about what somebody else doing. How about yourself, homie? What are you doing? So in that evil day, and everybody got one, the devil's going to show up at your house, homie. He showed up at mine. He's going to knock on your door. He's going to walk through you like butter. And then he's going to sit back and laugh. And he's going to ask you, what you going to do about that? In that day, That evil day, that's when you got to stand. Haven't done all, stand. How do you stand? You got to put on the full armor of God. I got the armor on. How about you? I'm ready for battle. How about you? Are you ready to fight? Are you still watching TV? You see, my brothers and sisters, all your power is stored up in your hour. And that word hour is the word horus. And the horus is, again, and I got a book that breaks it down, is the word horus. It makes a whore, W-H-O-R-E, whore of us, horus. Because it's from the Taurus. But the Taurus is the Old Testament. But the Taurus is code for Taurus. The Taurus is the constellation in the sky. That's the bull. The bull is Baal, B-A-A-L. That's why you got to buy Baal, buy Baal. But it's code for Taurus, T-O-R-U-S. What is the most powerful thing on the planet? Toroidal energy. So I got a book that breaks down physics of toroidal energy. That's the spin. It's called spintronics. So I got a circle. And if you don't spin, you cannot go within. So you can come to me with all your scriptures. You can lay hands and slap some olive oil on my forehead. We can go outside and we can dunk each other in the water. We can do all that shitness all day and you're going to bust a motherfucking grape. Because you ain't went within. Because the kingdom of God is within. And the only way that you can go within is to activate your spin. And spin is S-P for spirit, I-N-N. You got to tune in. Notice it says tune in. It's a frequency. It's a wave of vibration that comes from within. And the only way that you go within, because that's the only way that you can win. But how do you do that, though? Constellations. What is constellation? That's a mental disposition. What is that? The kingdom. The kingdom of God. What is God? G for the generator. The word God, the word father means patar in the Greek. What is the word patar? P-A-T-E-R. What does it mean? Generator. Source code is a generator. He's sending a frequency, a wave of vibration, but can you receive it? You got a spinal cord. What is it? It's a spiritual antenna. You're supposed to be receiving the signal from the patar, but you got a reptile sitting on the top of your spinal cord. It is not a cord, C-O-R-D. It's a cord, C-H. O-R-D. This is a linguistical God. He got a carbon copy of everything. So your job is to understand and rearrange the letters. So that way when you see the word earth, you see the word hear, E-A-R. Then you, ear, and then you see the word hear. Why? Take the H from the back, put it in the front, drop it off the T. Now you got H-E-A-R, all in one word. Everything that you need for life and godliness is in one word, earth. That's you. You are the memories of God attached to a soul that's downloaded into a body. The word became flesh and it dwelt among men. That's you. You are the word made flesh. Now, the Bible says that Yahushua said he's the firstborn of many brothers. See, we do not understand the true destiny of mankind, so we have no power. We worship what we should become. Now, I'm not saying don't worship him. I'm just saying when you're done, get up off your knees and go be like him. For he himself said, what I have done, you shall do, and even greater things than these. Why? He said, I've gone to be with the Father. He's our advocate. We have an advocate. We are ambassadors of Christ. So why are we walking around like poor critters? Because our power has been demonized. You're afraid. Not you personally, but you know, people you know. Okay, Brother Will, you keep saying that, man, but where is power? What do you fear? Everybody's power is hidden differently. But the enemy knows what you're afraid of. So my question to you today, my anointed brother, my question to you today, my beautiful sister, is Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. My entire, everything I do is based upon that. That's the foundational scripture. That's actually in my corporate bylaws. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, 2, and 3. When you go to church on Sunday, ask your Reverend Dr. Bishop, Reverend Dr. Bishop, can you explain to me Hebrews 6, 1, 2, and 3, please? And then just take out a sheet of paper and sit down and ask the Reverend to explain it to you. Because see, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 tells me, therefore, leaving. Now, again, I wish I had the time to break it down for you. I already broke it down on a plethora of shows. Leaving. That means divorce. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Leave. Now, I'm not making it up. Hebrews 6, 1. Again, ask the Reverend to please explain it to you. Ask the Reverend to read it to him. And then ask him, okay, so how do I implement that in my life, sir? And then take out a sheet of paper. Don't stop talking. Because if you keep talking, that you're gonna give him a way of escape. Ask the Reverend Dr. Bishop, and then sit down, take out a piece of paper, and then let him answer. Sir, what does Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, 2, and 3 mean? Make sure you have your Bible with you, though. And then make sure you read it. Okay, sir, let me read it. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Sir, what does that mean? Could you please explain to me what that means? Stop talking. And then when you see his eyes kind of gloss over a little bit. And then also, when you answer that question, I have another question for you, sir. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2. And of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And he's going to say, before you answer, verse 3, Hebrews chapter 6, 3 says, and this we will do if God permit. So how do we do that when the only thing that I hear you teach every Sunday is that? And it tells us not to teach that. Could you please ask me why you're teaching that? And then just pause. Let the Reverend speak. Y'all know y'all get a little, get a little air in your chest. You got to respect the caller now. Let's not get disrespectful. Ask the Reverend Dr. Bishop, could you please explain to me why is the only thing that you teach is found in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, 2, and 3, when it specifically tells me that in the New Living Translation it says, so let us stop giving over the basic teachings about Christ again and again and again, and let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely we don't need to start again teaching the foundational doctrine of the importance of repenting of evil deeds and placing our faith in God. Hebrews 6:2 again in the New Living Translation. Because again, you might have to break it down for the Reverend Dr. Bishop, depending on his level of over, under, and understanding. So then you read it again. Okay, sir, before you answer, it also says, verse 2, you don't need further instructions about baptism, about the laying on of hands, or the resurrection of dead and eternal life. So, sir, based on the scripture, could you please tell me why every Sunday I come to church, that's what you teach, sir? I'm just asking the question, sir, respectfully. And then you just sit and listen. And then after you answer that, then you say, Reverend, sir, because he's going to walk away really quickly. Sir, before you go, please, sir, just a few more minutes of your time, sir. Can you switch over to Hebrews chapter 5? I would like for you to play the entire verse for me, but I know you're busy, sir. But please, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, sir. Let me read it for you, sir. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. Again, take the air out your chest. Don't be disrespectful. Come correct. And just ask, sir, please. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. It reads this. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. That's verse 14, sir. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. And upon completion of that, then you say, okay, hold on a minute. Hold on, sir, before you depart. Let's switch over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I know I got a lot of questions, but you know, I'm trying to study to show myself approved unto God. That's what scripture tells us. That's what you want us to do, right, sir? Yeah, oh yes, brother. We want to, you know, okay, thank you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. Because 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 says, "For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven." So, sir, I'm just wondering, could you share, you know, based upon your years of advanced, you know, teachings and, you know, your cemetery training. I'm sorry, sir. I get a little confused. Did you go to the cemetery or did you go to seminary? But again, take the air out your chest, man. Don't y'all be disrespectful. I don't want y'all to get bounced out there. You know, them ushers, them old school ushers, depending on where you're going, they throw you out on your head quick. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 2 says this. "Meanwhile, for in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed up on with our house, which is from heaven." So we got a house. We got a body right now. Because this is what my daughter was telling me for 2 years. So I don't know why we don't, you know, count it all joy when, not if. You're gonna experience some trials and tribulations, boo-boo. So I'm trying to show you the laws of heaven. Now, again, this is where your power is at. Your power is not on earth, brother. Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. Now, you got power, but it's earthly power. So you're going to need some heavenly power. Because if you've got heavenly power, you got dunamis power. You can say to that mountain, "Be thou removed and be cast into the sea." That mountain got to get up and it got to go. So you have no power. But why? Because the power has been demonized. Why? Because it's in the heavens. It's in the head. But everything you worship is outside the head. Everything that you do is outside the head. Everything that I mean, not you personally. I'm not talking to anybody personally. Let's not talk to personal. I'm talking about the people that you know. You know, not you, of course. Me and you on the same team, boo-boo. It's those other folks. Yeah, them, your neighbors. Jim Bob down the street. Everybody's focused on the external. NASA, they trying to go to the moon. They trying to go to Mars. I'm trying to study cellular biology. I'm trying to go inside the body. Everybody else trying to go outside the body. The kingdom of God is within. That's what the scripture says. So where's your power? Inside. Oh, what had happened was you watching Disney Channel, so you dizzy. Disney makes you dizzy. I understand. So my brothers and my sisters, I just recommend. Again, this is just my, you know, my 2 cents. That's about all it's worth. I don't even know it's worth 2 cents. Probably about half a cent. This is my half a cent. Everybody have and will experience this thing called adversity. When adversity shows up and it knocks on your door, that's when the shiznit hit the fan. That's when you either squat or get off the pot. That's when the real deal Holyfield shows up. That's when your true colors are going to be exposed. That's when I know either you've been playing church or you got a personal, private, productive relationship with Source. Because you're going to get exposed. Because it's going to be in your actions. Because, see, everybody has to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. Everybody. It is with deep humility and humbleness of mind and heart that I thank God for adversity. I wouldn't have signed up for it. I wouldn't have volunteered. But now that I'm in it, boo-boo, I'm in it to win it. I cannot speak for you. I don't know where your loyalties lie. I don't know how your savings account is set up. But as for me, myself, and I, we are going to magnetize the brain. That way we can maintain. The key to the kingdom is inside of astrology and anatomy. You have to be able to change like the weather. Because the power is locked up in your brain. It's locked up in your head, not the physical head. The 12 senses. Now, we're going through the 12 senses right now in my private class. That's the spiritual touch, spiritual zoe or life, which is immersion, spiritual action, spiritual balance, spiritual smell, spiritual taste, spiritual sight, spiritual temperature, spiritual hearing, spiritual speech, spiritual thought, spiritual ma'at or math. Those are the 12 spiritual senses that activate the 12 constellations, that activate the 12 zodiac signs, that activate the 12 cranial nerves in the brain, that activate the 12 primary meridian lines inside of the ASMR, that overrides the RAS, A, automatic, autoimmune, sensory, meridian response. That is connected to source. That's how you control the heavens. That's how you control the body. But right now, the reticular activating system, that's the reptile. That's why it's called reticular. That's code for repetition. Right now, everything that you do is what you learn through repetition. You're not doing anything that's based upon inspiration. When I go to the gym, I do instinctive training. What does that mean? When I get to the gym, I have no idea what I'm going to do. When I get there, I let my muscles tell me. What are we doing today, muscles? Are we lifting heavy? Are we doing heavy today? I'll go over there and pick up them 120s. We start pumping out them 120s. We may be lifting. Oh, we're doing light? Okay, well, let's go ahead and get the 70s. Let's get the 60s. Let's rep out. Let's get as many reps as we can. Oh, we got to do cardio today? We need to build up the lung capacity. We need some deep breathing exercise. We need to actually get some oxygen down into our extremities. Okay, let's put that treadmill on about like 10, 11. Let's do some sprints. 15 seconds on, 15 seconds off. 15 seconds on, 15 seconds off. Guarantee there's nobody listening to my voice that can do that more than about five minutes. Build up to about 30 minutes. Guaranteed. Don't believe me? Try. Go to the gym today. Put the treadmill on 10. Then jump on. Don't tell nobody I tell you. Make sure you take out some insurance. I don't want you to know. They don't try to sue me. Don't call me, you know, if you throw your back out or, you know, you break a leg or something. Okay, maybe you got to wake up. Maybe you put on like about 6 and then kind of build up until you get up to about 10. Because it got to be sprint. People practicing all this, you know, deep breathing techniques and meditation techniques. Now, boo-boo, how do you release that dopamine and serotonin and melatonin in the brain? Heart implosion. Get some oxygen in the lungs. Instinctive. That spirit. You must be led by the Ruach and the Pneuma. Your life should be an adventure. It should be fun. You should wake up and it should be spontaneous. Life is too boring. There is no toe curling. Your toes are not curled. You frequently repeating something, but there's no emotional response. There's no electromagnetic. You're not amplified. What does that mean? Your heart is not in it. Therefore, you can't win it. Because what is the heart? The heart is the earth. What is the earth? The earth is the ear. What is the ear? The ear is what you hear. What you hear draws you near. My brothers and sisters, do you know the laws of the kingdom of heaven? Do you know the laws of heaven? That's what God asked Job. That's what he's asking you. Your power is in the laws of heaven, not in the laws of earth. Friendship with the earth, with this world, makes you an enemy of heaven, of God. I've been on both sides. I've been friends with the world. Now I'm friends with source, not the God of this world, as we've talked about. I was going to do part two and get all deep into, you know, what I talked about before, and that is showing you that Cain is game, showing you the plans of the Creator God. Talk about, you know, the Maseruth. Talk about the great conspiracy, light and darkness, the checkerboard, the black and white lodge, you know, and all of this other stuff that gets into the esoteric. That's just a bunch of knowledge. But you can't pay your light bill with that. What you need is not amplification. You need the ability to have implementation. Why? The inability to take action. Everybody knows what to do. Everybody. But there's very few people that can do it. What does that mean? Action. That is the ability to implement what you already know. There's nobody on this call that need more knowledge. Everybody has a plethora of knowledge. We all do. But the ability to implement that knowledge into action, that is what Yahushua came to do. Yahushua came that you may have life, not knowledge, and life more abundantly. We broke that down. And what did we say that was? That was Z-O-E. Everybody on this call has that. Everybody on this call, unfortunately, is probably not like me. I'm going to speak for myself. We're listening, but we're not hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, not listening. So you're listening to me, but are you hearing me? How do I know that you're hearing me? Because you're going to get off this call, as we're getting ready to hang up right now, and you're going to implement the things that was things that were stated on this call, or more importantly, stated inside of the Helios Biblios. Because my interpretation could be off. That's why you got to study to show yourself approved, because the self is the cell, C-E-L-L. And the cells is connected to source. Your ability, my brothers, your ability, my sisters, to over and understand the Greek word Z-O-E, Z-O-A, is the key to the kingdom of understanding the laws of heaven versus the laws of earth. So brothers and sisters, as always, again, I thank everybody for their prayers, for the words of encouragement and support as I continue to walk through the valley of shadow and death. Because I'm just like you. I'm no different. I would love to think I was Superman. But if you shoot me, I bleed too. So thank you, and I do need your prayers. My children, especially, they need your prayers, and more importantly, your thoughts. So send a thought of love. Send a thought of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control to my children. Please keep them in your thoughts. I love you. I appreciate you. As always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, remember the big G source has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. His name, according to Revelation 19, is the entire word of God. He has the S-O-N, the S-U-N, and the S-U-M that's expressed through the Ruach and the Pneuma that we call the Holy Spirit that will lead you and guide you in all truth. As always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
I never wanna let you go.
never let her go. Daddy never lets you go.
The same as y'all of me, and I love you so through infinity. Cause I'm the source, and so are you. Baby, DNA is our memory. I've been blessed with a trinity, so I'm going loud like some symphony. I will die for your life, so girl, don't you worry about anything. I would slay for a billion years just to give you billions of happy faces. Break you out of these messy mazes and break you out of these petty races. Every second I'm thinking, pondering, when's the day that I can get you onto this? Love yourself and the rest will follow bliss. Love yourself because your father fathered this. Yeah, I know that you'll hit some obstacles. You're a goddess, so mission impossible. Yeah, I got to go, but I never went. I'ma make sure that you never pay rent, cause all my baby girls come to heaven sent. I'ma kill devils if they try to make you bend. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget. Kiana, you the light, don't you forget. Mia, you the light, don't you forget. Scarlet, you the light, don't you forget.